Let's catch up with the CEO of the City of Greater Bendigo, Craig Neiman, for a chat about all things in the Shire. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robert. How are you going?
Very well indeed. Welcome along to the show. Now, we've spoken over the past couple of weeks about the Lyttelton area that's going to be blocked off, the Lyttelton Terrace partial road closure. That actually starts tomorrow.
Today.
Oh, today. Actually, yes, sorry. Yeah, it is the 20th. Today, yeah.
Indeed. So, the inward bound lane of Lyttelton Terrace between Mundy Street and St Andrews Avenue will be closed from today for about 6 weeks to allow for unloading of materials for the Gulkungu Bendigo GovHub project. So that'll take place over that period. Bit of disruption for a bit of traffic, but there'll be detour signs and everything in place. So just alert the community to that and make sure they are aware.
Yeah.
They can make their way around it. There will be pedestrian crossings still at Lyttelton Terrace at different intersections.
Okay. Now, free movie nights coming up this week again on Friday. You know, in the time I've been in Bendigo, I reckon this is a rarity because I usually summer in the park means it's going to rain. But it's
on been, a Friday night.
Yeah, it's been terrific, mate.
And I think we dodged a bullet last Friday night, and tomorrow night will be fine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Red Dog, True Blue tomorrow night at the Bendigo Botanic Gardens. Great movie. So encourage community to families to bring a rug, a couple of chairs and a bit of tea and come along and watch a movie. Don't need to book in for this one. So just turn up at the Bendigo Botanic Gardens at White Hills there. And great setting and great movies, great family fun.
Yeah. Now, the next council meeting is coming up on the 24th. Is this the one, too, you're going to be talking about the Epsom development at that corner of Howard Street? Is that part of this one?
So it is. The next council meeting is Monday, and it'll be an online meeting. So we'll have everyone streaming in, the councillors. That matter is, the councillors had a look at it the other day at a briefing. It's likely to be dealt with under delegation. So when we get a planning application, if there's more than a certain number of objections, it comes to council, or if it's a refusal of a permit, it comes to council. This one is likely to be done under delegation, perhaps even today, which is an arrangement where the council authorises and delegates authority to a number of council staff to consider a matter and then go through the process and determine it. So it's likely to be sorted out today, rather than not be on the agenda for Monday.
Okay.
What that is a, it is a, in fact, a change proposed by the developer to change the what's on the corner of Howard Street and Midland Highway there.
Yeah.
And what it has enabled us to do is sit down with the developer and Vic Roads and others and sort out the intersection detail that will be built over time, pedestrian movement and traffic movement. So it's actually a better outcome, because we've been able to go back and review what was proposed and get a better outcome for community. So
yeah,
we think that'll be a good step forward.
Absolutely, yeah. No, we spoke to the organisation, the company behind it earlier in the week, and certainly if we can get that intersection sorted, that'll be a great day for Bendigo.
Big
no
plus.
Question about that.
Yeah.
Now, the Australia Day celebration's coming up.
Yeah, we've unfortunately had a few events, a few community events cancelled. So Australia Day events are very much run and organised by community groups, Rotary clubs, Lion clubs, community organisations. So a few have been cancelled, but the big one, the main one, which is normally held at Lake Waroona this year, will be held at the Bendigo Jockey Club.
Yep.
That's to enable them to manage people in and out and all that sort of thing. It'll be a similar event to normal. So they have the Rotary Art and Craft Market. People who have visited Lake Waroona in the past will know that well. And we have our official ceremony where we announce the Citizen and Young Citizen of the Year at that event, and that'll take place at 11 a.m. I've also got 70 new citizens to welcome into our community as in a citizenship ceremony on that day. That'll take place in the afternoon, and we'll hold that at Alumbra Theatre early in the afternoon. But great opportunity to celebrate Australia Day. There's a number of community events, and perhaps keep an eye on the Summer in the Parks website. That's where all the detail will be, just in case there are any last-minute changes.
All righty. And finally, Craig, airport funding. I tell you what, it's winner-winner chicken dinner. Last Friday, we got Labor saying, we'll give you the 4.5 if we get in, and Lib saying, we're going to give you the 4.5. I reckon you must have thought you were dreaming there at one stage, mate.
been a long road, this one, Robbo. We've been trying to get this funding, federal funding commitment to this project for probably 3, 4, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had state money locked in. So we're really just working hard to try and get a federal commitment. And the federal government, the current government, has actually committed the money. So that's an agreement that we will put in place and they will fund the project. So that's, it's not subject to an election outcome. It will be funded and we'll be able to get on to deliver that project. That'll be an expansion of the terminal building to enable more planes to come in and out, more people to go through the building. And if we get to a certain number, we have to introduce security screening. So that'll enable that to happen. And there's a bit of land out there that is zoned industrial. So we'll be able to develop that land and create an opportunity for some small businesses to locate out there, which will be a really great outcome. Good for jobs, good for economic growth.
Yeah. No, good stuff indeed.
Win-win all round.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Listen, Craig, always good to chat. Have a great week and we'll talk to you next week.
Beauty. Thank you, Robbo.
Catch you. Craig Neiman, CEO, City of Greater Bendigo, Wake Up Call, Gold Centre Victoria.